My name is Chris Johnson, and I'm going to tell you a story that I'm not really allowed to tell. I made a promise that this story wouldn't get out, but it's pretty fucking good, so I'm just not going to mention where it happened and who it happened with and when it happened. So I used to work at a place. Did I work there recently? Yes. Oh, maybe no. Wait a second. No. No, seriously. I worked at a place that had a bet between managers. There were two bets. There's a biggest loser bet. Anybody could get in on that. These two, the manager and the assistant manager, they wanted to lose some weight, so they're going to try to challenge each other to one of those biggest loser contests, and whoever lost the biggest percentage of weight got to throw a pie in the other manager's face. So I'm fucking all in on this from the beginning. I want this to happen because I'm going to see somebody get a pie in their face. They're asking other people as well, like, hey, you want to get in on this? And I thought, it's kind of a tough question to ask. Like, basically, when you ask somebody if they want to get into the biggest loser contest, you're saying, we're husky. You're a little bit husky, too. You're looking a little round in the face and the boobs and the tummy and the thighs and the ass. You probably should lose some weight. You might have a shot to win this. There's some really skinny motherfucker, too, who wanted to do the biggest loser. And I thought to myself, dude, you could cut your fucking leg off and you're still going to lose this. That guy weighed 135 pounds. You could put him in your fucking pocket. But either way, good dudes. I'm not even going to give these people nicknames because I may have to talk about them again someday. And I don't want you putting the pieces together. So the first bet's that. First bet's biggest loser. Second bet, they split people up in the teams and it was like an efficiency challenge or some shit. So one manager is going to do better than the other, do different numbers, like different metrics or whatever, right? So one's going to win. The loser of that challenge was going to get hit with water balloons. And the crew was going to get to throw them. So here's all I'm thinking about. A, some motherfucker's getting a pie in the face. I get to watch it. B, I'm going to get to throw water balloons at one of my bosses. I'm in. I don't give a shit. I don't even have to try in the game. Because even if my fucking team loses, somebody's getting hit with balloons and I get to throw them. You understand what I'm saying? Either way, I win. So we did this, right? It's like a coldish, like October night. You know when the weather starts to turn and it's pretty nice during the day, but it's like cold and shitty at night because you just got out of the summer. So, I mean, really, it's like 40s at night. But it just feels really fucking cold and awful. Turns out that the managers made some kind of agreement that they were both going to get hit with water balloons. I don't remember how that happened. I didn't give a fuck. Fine. And we're still going to get to see a pie in the face. Fine. I'm game. I showed up on an off shift to take part in this. We go outside. We load up a whole fucking bucket filled with balloons. And we start throwing that shit at our managers. And it was a good fucking time. I threw a couple of them really hard. I didn't mean it. And someone at Faces. I may have hit a guy in the face with a water balloon at full speed as an adult male. I'm an adult and I'm throwing water balloons at another adult at a high rate of speed. It's like, you know, when you were in high school and you'd play like dodgeball or kickball or something. And there's that one like unathletic person or that one guy. You're like, I'm just going to fucking throw this as hard as I can at that person. You fucking drill them. It was like those YouTube videos. They'd get hit with a ball and they just like fly in the air. Like the Charlie Brown, all their fucking, their clothes come off and shit. So it's just kind of erotic and hot at the same time. But anyway. We're fucking pelting these guys with balloons, and it's amazing. It's fucking amazing. One guy had glasses, got fucking hit in the face with a balloon, shattered his glasses, shattered those motherfuckers. They broke right at the nose. I said, you know what, man? Tape that fucking shit up and come to work like a fucking nerd. You can do it. We do the pie. We do the balloons. It's fucking cold. The water balloons had like this weird fucking like dye in them. So I'm thinking, I'm going to go inside and wash my hands. I go back out. The fucking cops are there. The fucking cops. The fucking cops are outside talking to, like, everybody. I'm thinking, like, do I want to go out those doors? What the fuck is happening out there? There was a place nearby that saw a bunch of assholes throwing shit at a manager. So they called the police. They're like, somebody's trying to break in. They're throwing things at the walls. So the fucking cops raced in and showed up. Talking to the fucking management team. Like, whoa. What the fuck? I waited for the police to leave. I walked outside. Head manager's like, okay. Everybody's out here. The cops show up. I look around. And fucking Chris is gone. And I said something like, you're goddamn right. I know when the fucking heat's coming on, buddy. I know when the fucking shit is going to heat up. And I got my fucking ass out of there. I know goddamn well not to be around when the fucking cops show up. This isn't my first rodeo, son. This isn't the first time I've been around when police have been called. I'm not going to fucking be there when those motherfuckers show up. I will be taking guesses on which place of employment this was. You can tweet me your guess at Johnson Hates You. You can follow the podcast on Podbean. That's the main hub. Everything is there. Also on iTunes and Google Play and elsewhere. New episodes come out every Sunday and Wednesday.